Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Wow. USA.
USA. USA. USA.
Wow. Welcome to America Fest, everybody. It's great to be here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's just great. 13,000 people in Phoenix, Arizona for the largest multi-day conservative event in the history of this country, everybody. Unbelievable. I got to tell you, the Turning Point USA staff, have they not done an unbelievable job putting on this event? We had to add all these bleachers back here. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. By the way, all 50 states are represented here at America Fest. All 50 states. And 14 countries represented. Albania, Canada. Boy, you got a tough one there. Justin Trudeau, he's got to go. Finland, Germany. By the way, conservatives are growing in Germany big time. I'm told that these people are here legally. Honduras, Mexico, Israel. We love Israel. Don't we love Israel? We love Israel. Korea, Poland. We love Poland. We could learn a lot from Poland. I'll tell you what. They have a border. The United Kingdom. Now they got to watch out if they'll let them back into their country. China is here. Somebody from China. Got the new federal state of China is here. Austria and Japan. 15 countries represented here at America Fest as well. I just think that's amazing. And you look around. You're here for a reason. You are here to celebrate this country. But you are here to be filled with hope. It's been a tough year, hasn't it? There's been some wins, and we'll celebrate those. It's your third annual America Fest. It's amazing. Who here has been here for multiple years? Raise your hand. That's amazing. We're living through a top-down revolution, everybody. We're living through a revolution that's different than most others. It is a cultural revolution, similar to Mao's China. But this revolution is when the powerful, the rich, the wealthy decide to use their power and their wealth to go after you. Instead of building hospitals and improving our country, they are spending their money to destroy the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. George Soros, Laureen Powell Jobs, Mackenzie Bezos, Reid Hoffman, Mark Benioff, Reed Hastings. And yes, the person who calls himself president, Joe Biden. That's right. The psychology is that of civilizational suicide. This country has never lived through the wealthiest hating the country. What makes this movement different is that you are here as a grassroots response to the top-down revolution happening in this country. You are here as teachers, as mothers, as students. I want our Turning Point USA students to receive a round of applause. These are the freedom fighters of America. It's unbelievable what they're doing. This is a bottom-up resistance, and it terrifies the ruling class. I get asked sometimes by the media, they say, Charlie, you know, don't you think the country is so divided, right versus left? I think there's some interesting divisions, but no. That's not the true division. The real division is Washington, D.C. versus America. Do you know what makes Turning Point USA different and America Fest different? We do this event as far as possible away from the kingdom of Washington, D.C. I think we have too many groups headquartered in D.C. I think these groups all were in D.C. and we do all this work. I inherently don't trust you if you have an office in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry. You know what the other division is? It's the powerful and the well-connected versus the middle class, versus the everyday warrior. The division in this country is versus the decent and the indecent, as Viktor Frankl said in Man's Search for Meaning. And we are living through this time where the question is still an open question. Will the people who are the sovereign in this country do everything they possibly can with this incredible blessing given to us by God to fight back and win against the elites that want to ruin it? Now, some people say, oh, you know, these elites mean very well. I think this is an important thing to talk about for a second. The elites don't mean well when you have a wide open border and 12,000 people are coming across the border every single day. The elites don't mean well when they go after our children and they castrate our children in the name of medicine. Our elites don't mean well when they put the leader of an opposition political party and try to put him in jail for 700 years. These elites don't mean well. In fact, they hate the United States Constitution. They hate the Declaration. And what you represent, your presence here, the largest multi-day event in conservative grassroots history, is a message that will be heard by these people. Because the reason they've been able to do what they have done is that we have allowed them to do this. We've allowed them, and we were too busy doing things that were very important, running our churches, running our business, growing our families. And 11 years ago, when Turning Point USA was started, I could not have imagined what God had in store for this organization. And I want to take a second here because, you know, every so often there's some, you know, person from Media Matters that writes some organization, you know, some article about Media Matters. By the way, God bless Elon Musk. I hope he sues Media Matters into oblivion. We'll talk about that in a second. Where they attack Turning Point and they say, oh, you know, Turning Point just does events and all this. By the way, if all Turning Point USA did was this event, that's a pretty amazing thing. Just pulling off this event is no small accomplishment. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, Elon Musk liberating Twitter will go down as one of the greatest free speech victories in the history of Western civilization. You know how awesome it is where we can log on to Twitter and we could say, yeah, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, he's a man. Rachel Levine is a man and kind of like a creepy pervert, honestly. That January 6th is probably an inside job. It's more of a Fed surrection than anything else. And that 99% of people on January 6th did nothing wrong. That we could go on Twitter and say that, you know, George Floyd wasn't a hero and Derek Chauvin was targeted in a Soviet-style trial that was anti-American and un-American. One of the reasons why the powerful are getting nervous is because we can finally speak again online. One of the main victories of 2023 is that we could say, that's BS. No, you're not going to trans our kids. You're not going to groom our children. You're not going to then call us these terrible, awful names when in reality, you're actually the things that you're calling us. You see, as our ability to speak and challenge authority and challenge power grows, the likelihood of our victory increases. You see, 11 years ago, when we started Turning Point USA, we started in a very, very humble way. And I want to take a step back because I want all of you to know the incredible journey that we have been on at Turning Point USA. And I want to tell you the Turning Point story. That's one of the first pictures there. Bill Montgomery, may he rest in peace. That was at the Republican National Convention in 2012. Little did I know that God had in store that we were going to have an event nearly as big as the RNC 11 years later. It all started in this office in Lamont, Illinois. Who's from Illinois? Anybody? You know what's great about being from Illinois? There's term limits in Illinois. One term in office, one term in jail. You know, we have cell numbers for our governors. Different, not cell numbers. My grandmother passed away recently, lifelong Republican. She's been voting Democrat ever since. And so, all right. See, that's what's so great about Twitter being liberated. I can say all these things. Thank you, Elon Musk. Thank you. If I was streaming on YouTube right now, I'd be completely gone. It all started in this office, and I love it. Apple, HP, Microsoft, and Turning Point USA all started in a garage. And so that garage right there in Lamont, Illinois, was where this started. What started as an idea, what started as a movement of one of two, with no money, no connections, and no idea what I was doing, is now a movement on 1,800 high school and college chapters across the country, with 600,000 student activists, 300,000 grassroots donors. Only in America is a story like Turning Point USA possible. Only in America is it possible to say, you know what, I don't like the way the country is going, and to do something about it. And throughout the years, you know, people have said, oh, you know, Turning Point, you guys, you're too loud. Why don't you just sit down and obey? I don't know about you, but I think the people that have been running the conservative movement the last couple decades should just go be liberals, because that's what they actually are, and leave the conservative movement and allow us real conservatives to be in charge. And the numbers speak for themselves. A recent poll shows that high school boys are the most conservative that they have been in 50 years. 50 years. Now, I want to show you, because to kind of give you an idea and a picture of what we're up against, I go to these college campuses, and I just, you know, I set up a table, and I talk to these kids, and I listen, and some of them are pretty fired up. And I think this picture is a perfect picture of a left-wing male. You know, they want a guy with a lisp zipping around on a Lime scooter with a fanny pack, carrying his birth control, supporting his wife's career while he works as a supportive stay-at-home house husband. He has a playlist that is exclusively Taylor Swift. And their idea of strength is this beta male's girlfriend opening a pickle jar just for him. At Turning Point USA, we resoundingly reject this. We believe in strong, alpha, godly, high T, high achieving, confident, well armed, and disruptive men are the hope, not the problem, in America. Now I gotta show you this video. It's unbelievable. This is the left wing beta male in one picture. By the way, I sit down at, this is at University of Arizona. And I'm just getting comfortable, and this lunatic comes up. And he perfectly, by the way, describes what I'm just saying, right? He's got to get his vitamin D level up. Come on, man, you live in Arizona. Like, come on. This is what our Turning Point USA students and warriors have to deal with on a daily basis. Watch this.
F*** you, I hate you.
Yeah. Would you like to have a substantive conversation? Or
a substantive?
Yeah.
No, man, I think you're a f***ing asshole.
Would you like to have a conversation?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like you. I think you spread hate. I think you spread bigotry. I think you piss a lot of people off because you're just an awful person. I don't think you really want to debate because you're just here to piss people off and energize your crowd of racists.
What have I ever said that's racist?
Oh, what?
Can you name one thing?
I'm Hispanic and I support Charlie.
Can you name
Does
a
that mean anything?
Can you say a second thing I've ever said that's racist?
Sure. I think you're just trying to play a game, and I think this is obviously going to be used.
What have I ever said that's hateful?
I just want to fucking hate you. You're awful. Get off my camera.
When have I ever said anything that's hateful? Have a nice day. He can't say anything I've ever said that's racist, because I've never said anything that's racist. That is the American left in one picture, everybody. Lots of rage and no wisdom. No country was ever saved by a male feminist. Countless countries, though, were lost by weak beta males. And at Turning Point USA, not only do we celebrate masculinity, we believe that masculinity is the answer to so many of our problems in this country. And let's put that poll up again. The most conservative that young boys have been in 50 years. There's a lot of negative news out there, everybody. But young boys and young men are looking for something to connect to that gives them purpose, that says it's okay to be a man, that says there's not unlimited genders. And by the way, just so we're clear, I got this from Billboard Chris. There are no genders, two sexes, and unlimited personalities. That's the way that we should all answer it. Unlimited personalities. Now you might say, but Charlie, the women are so liberal. Now there's a lot of reasons for this, and I don't mean to dwell on it. But you know what? At Turning Point USA, we're doing something about it. Right there, the largest young women's leadership summit, 2,500 young conservative women. I want to show you that in America, you could start small and dream big and make a difference. I am sick of the negativity. This was our first ever Christmas event. 100 students, 8 years ago. 8 years ago, we had 100 kids at a Holiday Inn Express in West Palm Beach, Florida. People laughed at Turning Point USA. They made fun of Turning Point USA. They said, Turning Point USA is never going to be anything. You know, Charlie, just, you're a waste of time. And you know what we did? We kept our head down and we built and we outworked the competition. And what started with 100 kids, look around everybody, is now the largest event in the entire conservative movement. You can see this, the whole room. It's just unbelievable. Now, I know many of you are saying, but, you know, I have to send my kid to college. I have to send my kid to college. One of the ways that we are reaching students is online. You see here, we are reaching millions and millions of young people every single day. Joe Bob, Alex Clark, Savannah Hernandez. We have an army of online influencers. Our Turning Point USA digital team, it's the most dominant year online. Don't take my word for it. What does the New York Times say, writing in third person? Mr. Kirk's social media posts garnered far more engagements, a combination of likes, retweets, comments, and other interactions, than those of mainstream news organizations like the New York Times and CNN. Thank you, New York Times, for telling the world that we're bigger than the New York Times. Now, you might say, but Charlie, what exactly is going viral? What is the content that is being seen? So in another episode of Charlie Goes to an Arizona Taxpayer-Funded Campus, I go to Northern Arizona University, and I some lunatic, Charlie, you're scripting these things. Trust me, I don't script any of this stuff. I don't need to script it. And, you know, there was a whole mob there. They were screaming at us, and there were some very, very angry women that were screaming at me. And I said, okay, you know, Matt Walsh has the famous movie, and God bless Matt Walsh for it. What is a woman, right? So I said, why don't I ask this group of women, what is a woman?
What is a woman?
That's a stupid-ass question, dude. That's a dumb question.
What is a woman? It's not a trick question. What is a woman? You can't answer the question with the question. Yeah, define the woman without saying woman. You're in college, paying for an education. What is a woman? You don't need media training. It's not a trick. What is a woman? You can't answer the question with the... The college kids of America going hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt who think it's a trick question when you ask them what a woman is.
College is a scam, everybody. You got to stop sending your kids to college, I'll tell you what. And we're doing something to solve it at Turning Point USA. Newly launched Turning Point Academy. You guys should go by the booth and say hello. Leading an education revolution for homeschool moms and parents all across the country. Turning Point Academy is leading the charge in curriculum development and teaching the teachers. In addition, at Turning Point USA, in addition to our high school program and our college program and student body presidents and our massive events, we recently launched something very near and dear to my heart. We are in a spiritual war, everybody, that is beyond just the material that we are seeing. I gave my life to the Lord in fifth grade in the suburbs of Chicago at Christian Heritage Academy. Most important decision I ever made in my life, and I encourage you to do the same, making Jesus Christ the chairman of the board of your life. I started growing Turning Point USA, and the Lord kept on blessing Turning Point, and I just, you know, would speak at a group here or there, and people would say, oh, you ever spoke at a church? Oh, not really. And then COVID happened, and I made, without a doubt, the worst prediction in the history of American podcasting. I look right into camera on the Charlie Kirk Show, and I say, you know all these lockdowns and all these orders to tell people to stay at home? They're not going to last. The American church is going to lead the resistance, is going to fight back against these lockdowns, because the church loves liberty. And that was one of the dumbest things I have ever said on the Charlie Kirk Show. I was shocked when the bride of Christ, the church, shuddered in fear when they took Easter and Pentecost from us, when we saw the faithful stay at home, when we needed a revival more than ever, when suicides were going up, when alcoholism was going up, when drug addiction was going up, the church stayed and cowered in fear. And I looked around and I said, this is a time when the church should be defying these tyrants and these government leaders. They called strip clubs essential, and they called marijuana dispensaries essential, and they called convenience stores essential. And yet they said the church was non-essential, and so many pastors took it. And then in the summer of 2020, during Floydapalooza, we saw churches parroting a lie from the pit of hell. When they said that America was systemically racist and that you're a racist person because of the color of your skin, and I looked around and I said, why is the church peddling this? And I took a step back. I said, ah, the Marxists have took over the FBI, they have took over our colleges, and they're trying to take over the church next. And out of that, we launched TPUSA Faith. The mission statement of TPUSA Faith is very simple. We want to kick wokeism out of the American church as quickly as possible, as the heresy that it is. And we got to work. We are organizing pastors across the country. And some people say, but Charlie, you know, stop being political. Excuse me. This is biblical. Esther, Mordecai, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, all were counselors to the king. Jeremiah 29:7, seek the welfare of the nation that you are in, because your welfare is tied to your nation's welfare. It is biblical to defy tyrants. The midwives to the Hebrews in Exodus 1 were told to slaughter the newly born children, and they disobeyed Pharaoh, which pleased God. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. Because liberty is not man's idea. It is God's idea. And we are at a period of time, everybody, where the American church, that most American churches are not speaking out on these issues. They say, you know, well, I just do the gospel. So do we. Do you think that the gospel includes allowing the church to be called non-essential and to stay shuttered and afraid? Too many pastors have a much bigger wardrobe budget than a book budget. Too many pastors are the cool kids giving a TED talk in a rock concert that is indecipherable from the world and not preaching the word. You might say, but Charlie, I don't like this, you know, religion stuff. Well, get over it, because this country was founded by courageous, Bible-believing Christians. 55 out of 56 of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were Bible-believing, church-attending Christians. 9 out of 13 of the states at the American founding required you to be a Protestant Christian at the founding. In the Declaration of Independence, God is mentioned 4 times. Laws of nature and nature's God. We appeal to a supreme judge of the universe. There has been revival after revival. Billy Graham led a revival to this country, and he also said that communism is Satan's religion. One of the reasons we are seeing the issues we're seeing in America today is because the church has been silent and the secular Marxists are taking over the nation. TPUSA Faith on a daily basis seeks to wake up the church with courage and clarity and conviction to lead a movement to push back against the secular totalitarians in America. and we are just getting started. You know, I love the quote from George Patton. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. When I first met Candace Owens, I said, I'm getting out of the way and I will follow you. She's a superstar. Candace Owens is without a doubt one of the most important, impactful voices in the conservative movement. Candace Owens started Blexit. And Blexit is now a part of Turning Point USA. Blexit is the largest black outreach program in the conservative movement, going into the inner cities and reaching out for conservative values on a daily basis. And I believe many of you share my disgust for how the American left has been dominating the black community over the last 50 or 60 years. We need to help assist Blexit in leading an exodus for the black community away from the Marxists and the left towards conservative values and principles and away from this nonsense that has been plaguing our cities over the last 40 or 50 years. This is Candace's vision, Brandon's vision, and we're honored to carry it forward at Turning Point USA. Now, we also bring Candace Owens on campus tours. Now, we have a big problem at Turning Point USA. We can't find rooms big enough of the campus tour stops we're doing to fit all the students that want to attend our campus tours. We can't find rooms big enough. I love this short video clip. Don't mess with pregnant Candace Owens.
Hello.
What do you have to say to the trans students on this campus who actively feel victimized by your presence here today?
Life's tough. Get a helmet, man. I'm too pregnant for this. Next question.
Get out of there. You know, some people say, oh, that's not very tolerant. Good. I think we've tolerated enough nonsense over the last decade, don't you? By the way, I'm kind of on the TPUSA faith thing. You know, some guy goes and he slays Satan in the Iowa State Capitol. And, you know, they say, oh, you know, you have to be tolerant. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be tolerant of Satan. That's where I draw the line. Where do you draw the line? Satan, actually. That's where I draw the line. Yeah. I'm not going to tolerate, actually, Satan being in a state capitol. I'm sorry. That guy's a hero for what he did, for decapitating Satan in a state capitol. And they say, oh, well, what about religious liberty? Yeah, you know, I'm sure that when James Madison wrote the U.S. Constitution, he was like, you know what? One day, I hope in many generations, Satanists can also have religious liberty too. That is just a small picture, everybody, of the amazing work we are doing at Turning Point USA. High school chapters, college chapters, dominating online, Blexit, TPUSA Faith, our student body presidency project, and everything that we're doing at Turning Point USA, including this event and Young Women's Leadership Summit and our training conferences and our campus tours, is making a sizable and a meaningful difference. But I know many of you are saying, Charlie, all that's great, but what happens if we don't win the next election? Now, a co-sponsor of this event is our sister organization that you're going to hear a lot of throughout the next couple days, Turning Point Action. And Turning Point Action has three very simple goals. Number one, to remake the Republican Party as a grassroots party from the bottom up and kick out the Romneys, the Paul Ryans from the Republican Party once and for all. Number two, holding our leaders accountable. It is not enough just to win elections. We need Republicans to act like conservatives, not just Republican in name only, when they go to Washington, D.C., when they betray their voters. Turning Point Action is holding our leaders accountable. We have a scorecard. I love this. So we have a scorecard. And by the way, we downgraded the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. They never should have voted for it. It's a terrible bill. And I've been getting calls from people. They're very angry at Turning Point Action. They say, why are you downgrading us? You know, we're doing... I said, listen, you want a better score? Vote better. I don't know what to tell you, okay? You don't get a special hall pass for betraying your voters because we have a friendship. Everybody, I don't know about you, but I've cut enough excuses for these Republicans over the last decade. I've seen enough. These Republicans need to feel the heat of the grassroots. And do you want to know the good news, everybody? The good news is that you get it, but your leaders don't. You want results. You want a border more than you want Zelensky to get more billions of dollars. You are repulsed when you see that go-go dancer show up with the turtle and Chuck U. Schumer and demand more of your taxpayer dollars while we are being invaded on a daily basis. I find it insulting that Senate Republicans have been able to get $200 billion to Ukraine while we cannot secure the southern border. You want an end to the medical child mutilation of our children that is called trans surgery, period. You do not want to hear a Republican Party constantly try and protect the interests and the feelings of Democrats. You don't need Mitt Romney going on the Sunday shows saying, well, you know, I haven't seen evidence of impeachment. Excuse me, Willard Mitt Romney. I've seen evidence of impeachment before he was president. Joe Biden is a traitor to the United States, period. He is a traitor to the United States. You have worked your tail off. You've raised your kids. You've built businesses. You've paid your taxes. You deserve a better Republican Party. And that's what Turning Point Action is seeking to do. And this wins me no favors. In fact, some people said, Charlie, are you going to bring it up? And I said, I don't know. It depends. You know, you got to let the vibes feel. Okay, here we go. Ronna Mitt Romney has to resign as chair of the RNC. She has got to resign. Do you agree? Do you agree? Do you agree? She's got to go. Well, there you go. Oh, that's nice. I'm sick of being nice. I want to win. Turning Point Action is playing offense. You know, somebody said, Charlie, you guys are awfully aggressive at Turning Point Action. Yeah. About time. It's about time we deploy the MAGA movement to take over state central committee meetings. We're not here to make friends. We don't have a Washington, D.C. office. I don't care about cocktail parties. I don't care about this. Because you know what gives me strength? The hundreds of thousands of you that email us and say, Charlie, keep going. That watch us on Real America's Voice and listen to us on radio and you say, Charlie, don't give an inch. You see, the thing that the D.C. groups don't understand is that there's a new paradigm shift. The game has changed. All of a sudden, the ascendant organizations and voices can't be controlled by the oligarchs. The people that all of a sudden, you have Twitter that is liberated. You have Tucker that is completely unleashed. And I can't wait to hear from Tucker, by the way. And they say, well, you know, maybe we can keep on having, you know, politics as usual. You are living through the change. You are living through the change. Where all of a sudden Senate Republicans are very afraid. They say, oh my goodness, and why is Nikki Haley not doing better in the polls? And you know why she's not doing better? And they say, oh, it must be because of sexism. No, it's because of her awful ideas. That's why, okay? Because her ideals are awful. Turning Point Action. Build a grassroots GOP. Give you a voice. Hold elected leaders accountable through our scorecard. And we're going to do everything we can to help win in 2024. Now, we are going to have breakouts. We are going to have trainings. We are going to have so much here at America Fest. I want you to soak it all in. I want you to be a sponge. One of my favorite sayings in the Bible, in Hebrew, it is Hineni. Here I am. It means, Lord, use me. These next couple of days, I want you to have a posture of, Lord, use me. What are my marching orders? Abraham, at the binding of Isaac, he said, Lord, here I am. Moses, at the burning bush, Lord, here I am. Samuel, Isaiah, here I am. It means give me the orders. And God will speak to so many of you these next couple of days. It might be running for office. It might be homeschooling your kids. It might be starting a Turning Point USA chapter. It might be getting involved in the most important election of my lifetime and maybe the civilization's life. And what Turning Point Action is going to do, and we've been very clear about this, is we're targeting an Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia to chase ballots, to get low propensity voters out, to engage in election month so that we do everything we possibly can to prevent the Democrats from steamrolling us again. Now, some people say, but Charlie, what about these other things? We're going to do our part. We act out of obedience, not out of the outcome. We are going to scrap for every inch. If we do our part, we need to pray that God will do his part. This is a short video that shows the plans that we have to chase ballots in Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia. We are doing the work that I wish the Republican establishment would do, but Turning Point Action is stepping up. Turning Point Action is growing like wild. And tomorrow, you're going to hear from Steve Bannon. You're going to hear from Vivek Ramaswamy. You are going to hear from the biggest voices in the political conservative movement. But these next couple of days are what you make of it. Now, a couple other things that I want to make sure I mention. If you're a young person here and you say, boy, you know, what do I want to do for my life? Honestly, you should get married as young as possible and have as many kids as possible. Period. Reject the siren song of modernity. Now, some parents are probably, ooh, I don't like that. You know, they should go get a job first. You're wrong. I'm sorry. Honestly. We are on the verge of a population collapse in this country. Every day I receive emails from young women filled with regret in their late 30s. And they say, Charlie, I'm sobbing as I write this email because what you talk about on the show is exactly right. I have a couple college degrees. I have a great job and almost no debt. But I was told, you know, to forego having a family. But now I'm looking around and I have a lot of cats and no kids. Honestly, where did we go wrong where we think that your bank account balance means more than passing down to the next generation? Where did we go wrong, everybody? So, I hope you meet your future soulmate. As I met Erica, the best decision I ever made in my life and the greatest blessing. And I hope you get married and have lots and lots of kids. Now, there's other people that already married and have kids. You say, Charlie, what are my marching orders? Have that posture of here I am. Throughout the next couple of days, there will be unlimited opportunities, chances to get hired, chances to get to work, chances to hear from the biggest speakers in the movement, chances to be able to network and to have these life-changing conversations. We're going to be doing our show off, you know, on Media Row here and also for members only. We're going to be interviewing Tucker and Glenn Beck and all of that. Soak it all in. We have people that have traveled from every corner to say, you know, I want to be used. And I hope that the story of Turning Point USA, again, we started with no money, no connections, and no idea what I was doing, resonates with some of you. Because to despair is a sin. Let me say that again. To despair is a sin. And some people say, oh, Charlie, you know, it's too hard. It's too overwhelming. It's too dark. Snap out of it. You still live in the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. There is still so much to be hopeful and to be thankful for. And we have agency. The globalists are worried that you are waking up. They are worried that they're going to be held accountable. They're worried that their fraud and their nonsense is finally being exposed. And you are at the central nerve of all of that. Ask God how to use you. Find a place to plug in. I am thankful for you. I'm thankful to our 300,000 people that donate financially to Turning Point USA. I'm thankful to the pastors that are speaking out boldly despite the cost. I'm thankful to the homeschool parents that have taken that leap of faith. I am thankful to the amazing amount of you that say, you know what, I'm going to go run and become a precinct committeeman. I'm going to run and hold my elected leaders accountable. I'm thankful for those of you that came here and you maxed out your credit cards and you went into your savings account because you love your country so much that just sitting idly by and buying pillows, promo code Kirk, is not enough to save the country. Again, mypillow.com, promo code Kirk. I love Mike Lindell. He'll be here. I don't know when he's going to be here. He's great. And that is the change that we want to make at Turning Point. We want to change the attitude. Instead of watching TV and say, boy, I hope things get better. Instead, it's use me any way you can. I am willing. Here I am. What a blessing from God that we get to be here in this state during this time. People ask all the time, Charlie, do you think we're going to win? Do you think we're going to win in 2024? And I answer it all the same time, because if I said, oh, yeah, we're going to win, then you would go home and do nothing because you say, oh, you know, Charlie said we're going to win. If I said, no, we're going to lose, you would go home and do nothing because you said, oh, Charlie's going to lose. Here's my answer, is that it's wholly dependent on what we do. It is completely dependent on how we act. What they fear is a grassroots, decentralized, people-first movement. This is not supposed to be happening where you are right now. 13,000 people in Maricopa County right before Christmas, gathering and hearing from top speakers, being filled with energy and enthusiasm and marching orders and dispensing all across the country to go take back communities and take back school boards and these little micro, you know, sources of light against this overwhelming darkness. This is not supposed to happen. And you guys can make it happen these next couple of days. I am thankful for you. I can't wait to meet so many of you. We're going to be doing our shows. I can't wait to see what God does these next couple of days. And I can't wait to see how this whole story plays out. Because honestly, we could lose the whole country and have fun while doing it. People say, oh, Charlie, you know, we're going to win in the end. Okay, we win in the ultimate end. Jesus is coming back. I totally agree. But you know what? I do like having a little uncertainty. The stakes are high. We have only begun to fight. We are just beginning to wake up. We are just beginning to scrap, to hustle. You know, people criticize Turning Point for years. Oh, you guys are always pushing boundaries. Yeah, we have outworked the competition. That's right. I traveled 3,000 days over the last decade. I outworked you. That's right. Because we had a vision, because we love the country. Push yourself harder. Here's my commitment to you in 2024. It will be the hardest year I have ever worked in my life. And I want you to do the same. Here I am. Lord, use me. God bless you guys, and thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.